All right, Lorenzo Locurcio. Hey, man, good ride. Probably the one that you've been waiting for, right? Really good job tonight.
Yeah, it came very late. I've been waiting for this all season. So,
Were you happy with it?
Yeah, I got a terrible start.
Yes, you did.
You know, altitude, of course, kills everything. So, and then a couple of riders got together before the whoops, and I came literally next to last. So, I was pretty happy. I had eighth in front of me a couple seconds out, but I had a sketchy moment in the whoops, mm-hmm. one lap to go. But yeah, considering how my season's been going, I'm pretty happy.
What was the key, do you think? Did you have a section? Did you have a line? Was it the dirt? What do you think was the reason for the charge?
Honestly, I've been feeling good all season. Like, mm-hmm. I thought this was going to be my year, but we had some issues that was out of my control. And then we had some other issues that was in my control. So I think being here in Utah, I've been practicing and, you know, I've just been riding really good during the week and mm-hmm. just can't put it together during the weekend. So I actually been riding really well. Last round, I actually, with the mud, I was riding really good, but I had too many crashes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I turned it around there. Like, I've been riding, like I said, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I got more used to the bike. And I think today I just woke up and I was feeling ready, you know? I saw that it rained a little bit and I just went out there with the right mindset. And I've been really good in the whoops. So I think today was my strong point, even though they were really cupped out.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You were good in the mud day. And then, the main went to shit. But you were fast, like the lap times and looking good anyways. But, yeah, too many crashes. So, you know, that could have been a good one too.
Yeah, it could have been, but a 22nd doesn't show how I rode.
yeah, really, right? Good dirt tonight. Lots of traction. Good rain. And the rain last night really helped.
Yeah, surprisingly, I was really afraid that it was going to be, you know, muddy again. But the crew did an amazing job with the track, and then the sun helped us out a lot. So we had a good racetrack for the night show.
Well, awesome, man. What do you think about going in the showdown? How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling really good. Like I said, I've been riding really well during the week. And then, like I said, I finally rode somewhat to what I rode in the week during the weekend. So I'm real excited. Last one to go for this year. So I'm going to look to go out in a bang.
What do you got planned for the summer?
I don't know. I probably going to hit the first couple of nationals and then go from there.
Yeah. See how you do.
But
Will you ride a 450 for those?
I don't know yet. Okay. I have a 250 at home, so I'm probably just going to ride that.
Right.
You know, budgets are really tight right now, so I don't really feel like going out there and spending a bunch of money.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm gonna see what I can do, and hopefully I'll be out there.
Well, hey, man, good job tonight. Really impressive. Good, best ride of the year for sure. So I wanted to touch base with you. Thanks for doing this.
No, thank you. Yeah, I bet all my fantasy peeps are pumped. I know Truman is probably ecstatic.
Oh, he was very happy. Yes, Dan Truman, it was very happy for you. So that's good.
I owed him one. He texted me before every race, so I'm glad I finally pulled through.
I had you in the mudder. I'm like, no, don't pull off.
My bike was too mangled to keep going.
I know. Every time I looked up, you were on the ground, so no worries, man. Like I said, good job tonight. Thanks, Lorenzo.
No, thank you, Steve. Have a good night.
See you.